Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden on the document discoveries.
There's no there there.
Police stop Walmart shooter.
No loss of life other than the suspect right now.
Remembering David Crosby. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden says he did nothing wrong, and he's defending his handling of documents marked classified that turned up in two locations.
We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives of the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating and looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He was a little bit defiant. He said there's no there there. He said the American people are worried about other things. Now, he did not say why the White House decided not to publicly disclose the existence of these documents.
Now to Evansville, Indiana, where police responded fast to deal with a gunman moving through the aisles and firing shots at a Walmart. Sheriff Noah Robinson.
Well, we learned that seconds cost lives. When we arrive, we assemble a team as quickly as possible, and we go directly to the threat and neutralize that to save life.
At least one person was wounded. Authorities say they shot and killed the gunman. In New Mexico, Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altweis is defending her decision to charge actor Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter for the 2021 movie set shooting that left a cinematographer dead.
I wasn't going to make a decision one way or another, depending on what their status in this life is. You act in reckless disregard of someone's life, then you should be held to account for that.
Baldwin's attorney calls it a miscarriage of justice. Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says it's not surprising the weapons supervisor on the set was also charged.
It is the armorer's job to make sure there is no live ammunition. It's the armorer's job to check the gun. Alec Baldwin, on the other hand, is functioning in this situation as an actor. He is the last person to get the gun in the chain. He believes it is a cold gun. It is called out cold gun.
Google says this morning it's laying off 12,000 workers. The company's CEO says it hired for periods of dramatic growth over the past 2 years, but that was a, quote, different economic reality than the one today. And investigations failed to get to the bottom of a troubling leak at the nation's highest court.
After an 8-month investigation, interviews with nearly 100 employees, and analysis of computer systems, the Supreme Court's been unable to determine who leaked a copy of the draft opinion that would ultimately overturn Roe v. Wade. The report says a hack of the computer systems was unlikely, that the leak came from inside. But it doesn't rule out it was inadvertent, such as a copy of the draft left unattended. The court said it has already begun strengthening its procedures and IT security. Jan Crawford, CBS News, Washington.
David Crosby, who died yesterday at 81, is being hailed as a music legend, an influential voice of a generation.
In 1964, David Crosby joined the Byrds. He was part of their iconic hits.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a
then in 1969, he joined a mega group that eventually became Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
It's getting to the point where I'm going.
David Crosby at times could be a divisive figure. In 2021, he talked about his strained relationships with Graham Nash and Neil Young.
I don't know. I don't expect to be friends with Graham at any point. Neil hates my guts.
Why?
I said bad stuff about his girlfriend.
David Crosby battled drugs and alcohol. He received a liver transplant and spent time in prison. But when it came to music, David Crosby was part of magic. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
After a preliminary review, the FAA says last week's computer problem that delayed or canceled thousands of flights was caused by contractors who unintentionally deleted files. The FAA says it's made repairs and has made the pilot message system involved more resilient. This morning, a close-up look at the government crackdown on fentanyl. CBS's Jeff Pegues rode along with federal agents this week on a major bust in Tucson, Arizona.
Agents from Homeland Security Investigations huddled to brief on the raid.
Anybody have any questions?
Their target, a house where suspects possibly tied to fentanyl distribution allegedly operate.
We're looking for potential precursor chemicals.
Precursor chemicals used to make fentanyl 50 times stronger than heroin. The Mexican drug cartels ensure that the elements that go into making fentanyl are shipped separately.
It's coming in through 18-wheelers. It's coming in through passenger vehicles. It's coming in through people walking across the border. It's being backpacked into the country.
Last year, the DEA seized over 50 million fentanyl-laced pills and over 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder, enough to kill every American.
In a statement, the family of a 6-year-old Virginia boy who shot and wounded his teacher says they don't know how he got the firearm they say had been secured. They write the child suffers from an acute disability, and one of his parents usually accompanied him to class but did not the week the shooting occurred. The Pentagon says a Russian spy ship has been patrolling off the coast of Hawaii for the past few weeks.
The Coast Guard is monitoring this Russian vessel that we believe is an intelligence gathering vessel but is operating in international and open waters.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh calls the timing precarious given current U.S.-Russia tensions. Tear gas greeted protesters who swarmed into Peru's capital, Lima. Crowds demanding the ouster of the new president. Dozens of people have died in weeks of protests that have gripped the country since the former president Pedro Castillo was removed from power last month. T-Mobile says hackers have stolen data on 37 million customers, including phone numbers and addresses, but the company says the breach did not include bank information and social security numbers.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
A 79-year-old singer straight from the 1960s is now on a 21st century online platform.
Mick Jagger's maiden TikTok post has already gotten millions of views.
Our TikTok, we're joined your world. You can follow us at The Rolling Stones and at Jagger. So excited to see what you create.
Variety says the Stones have agreed to provide full access to their music catalog post-1971, and the band's promising exclusive behind-the-scenes content from shows and recording sessions. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A Chihuahua mix from Camden, Ohio, has been named by Guinness as the world's oldest living dog. Spike is 23 years and 27 days old. He was found by his owners in a parking lot 13 years ago. That's the Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.